Jake, how are you?
Good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. You know what was interesting last night? The Republicans' response to the president's speech was given by Congressman Paul Ryan, but there's a little bit of a uproar, if you will, because the Tea Party's response was given at the same time, and Republicans think that a little sting and fire were taken away from their response. What do you think about that?
Well, the rebuttals to State of the Union addresses, just like State of the State addresses, are pretty quickly forgotten. Paul Ryan, what he said was very popular with our members, our Americans for Prosperity members in Michigan, and so was what Michelle Bachmann said. So I figured the more the merrier.
So tell me, what's your response to what the president had to say last night?
Well, it was a very bipartisan speech. You could tell that it was bipartisan because the president was on both sides of every issue. He was on both sides of spending, both sides of debt, both sides of taxes. He tried to have it both ways, and we'll see what kind of luck he has with that.
Well, were you pleased with it? Were you disappointed? Did you hear what you wanted to hear?
No, we didn't hear what we wanted to hear. I mean, we're not really surprised about that. He claims that he's in favor of a spending freeze. That's not a reduction in spending. He just wants to keep the same level of ridiculous spending that we have currently going on into the next 5 years, and that is not going to solve our debt problem.
There was a focus group that was on Fox News this morning, and there's a group of about, 25, 30 people. And Fox was asking them to give their thoughts on what they saw from the president, from the Republicans' response, and from the Tea Party response. And what I seemed to get from that was that they think that everyone involved still doesn't get it. We have a serious budget deficit issue. It's crushing Europe right now, and we're not addressing it in a fashion that they're happy with. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I absolutely agree. They're completely correct. The Republicans are a little bit better than the Democrats. Paul Ryan is, our members think, the best leader on this issue with realistic, tough solutions, who's talked about really reforming entitlements with details such as perhaps raising the age of eligibility for those who are young people now.
So what do you think is going to have to be done for Washington to get the message? I saw some of Michelle Bachmann's Tea Party response, and she indicated that the Tea Party pretty much aligns with the Republican agenda, but the Republicans don't seem to be on board with this. So what do you need to do?
Well, I think a lot of that was just a little fight about who is supposed to speak when after the president's State of the Union address. The Republicans do have a lot of solutions that they need to act on. Unfortunately, they don't have the Senate. They only have the House of Representatives, and we don't have the presidency yet. That's something we have to change in order to bring taxes down and bring spending under control.
Do you think that the Tea Party is being listened to yet? All the changes that were made in the House and the Senate really created a big stir, but do you think that they get it yet?
Well, they get it more than they did during the Bush presidency. When Bush was in office, you know, he was a Republican, but he was not a fiscal conservative in any way. We should have had the Tea Party movement then, or we wouldn't have had the fiscal disasters that we've had that led to Barack Obama being elected, which has made our fiscal situation even worse.
So what's your next move?
We have to keep the heat on not just the liberal big spenders, but also these fiscal conservatives who talk a good game, but now they have to prove it with their votes in Congress.
How do you keep the heat on? What specifically will you do?
Well, AFP Michigan, we have 51,000 members, and we have to keep prodding our members to tell their congressmen it's not enough just to make a speech about spending or to eliminate one little silly earmark that costs $1 million. They have to vote to reduce spending. They have to take tough votes, and they have to keep on finding places to cut.
Tell me what the Tea Party, if they have an opinion on State Representative Paul Opsomer, who I have live in studio, do you think he's doing a good job?
From what I understand, I know he's from just north of Lansing. I liked his position on the Drick Bridge issue. I know he's doing a lot of good things for his constituents in, I believe it's Clinton County.
Yeah, his mic is on. He can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Yep, Clinton and Gratiot counties. Thank you.
Yep, that's what I thought.
Well, Jake, before I let you go, I want to get your take on state government. What do you think about our new governor, Rick Snyder? And do you think all the new folks we have as state representatives and state senators will follow Tea Party wants and needs?
I think that they will, even those who aren't too excited about it, because our budget is $1.8 billion in the red, and it has to be balanced. The state constitution says so. So there's going to be $1.8 billion worth of cuts and reforms, and people like Representative Opsmer, I know, are leading the way on that. So there's not going to be any tax increases. That means that there will be reductions in the size of government, which is good.
Well, Jake, we're celebrating a year of being on the air here with this show, and you have been a big part of that. We've had the Tea Party's take on things. We invite you out to Reno's East tomorrow between 4 and 7. I need to buy you a beer for sure.
I will be there.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.